And how does the water come off of the roof?
Well, it just run off through the canal. You know, they have a thing around, and see, they've got things around here. It catches water and comes down.
What do you call that?
Covert.
Covert.
Each one has a covert here, and each one has a faucet on each side.
Mm-hmm. Covert.
And you
ground.
Use all the water you want to. I have one on my, and then one on the back. I use all the water, my garden, my flowers, or anything I want to use on that side. And then they have hot water and cold water in the house.
Yeah. It's the stuff that runs down the side of the house, though. Is that a culvert?
Well,
they
call this culvert. We used to have the water, they call them water eaters. Of course, they make them out of tin and everything. Now, this tin here, we'd make them and just put two planks together, you know, in the water. And
you
then we'd have a big old barrels, you know, water barrels to get the water in.
And you call that?
We call it rainwater.
Called the thing an E?
Yeah, it'd just run off of the roof, you know. But that house over there had a little gutter before it come down in there. Oldest kept water burn on the back and one on the front.
Yeah.
And they used to, you know, a house or anything got a fire, you'd have a water burn. But they had a good well there, finest water it was. I don't like this city water. I don't like it a bit.
Yeah, tastes
different. I use that water's in that old well and going out, it's just clearing it so good. I just thought I couldn't live on this water, but after I got used to it, still I don't like it too good.
The part where, okay, you have a house and an L, and when the two come together.
They call that an L and an F. You see, a porch will run this way a little piece, and then it'll turn, and they call it L and runs out that way. You know, it'd go across on the, just like that is one place there, one room there. You put the porch there, and then maybe the kitchen or dining room went out, and then the porch, they called it L, and it'd go back across there.
Yeah, so L-shaped.
There's one over there.
Yeah.
Run across the front.
Okay, and where might you keep wood?
Well, we always had a wood box and stack up, and we'd rake up the wood. They call it raking it. They said they rake wood now and sell it so much to rake.
Yeah.
But I just went to the woods and then got a man that saw my wood, and there's plenty of wood any kind of wanted to cut over there. But you see, it cost me so much to have the wood cut in the hall that I could buy cheap, coal cheaper, and then coal was so much that it makes the heat better and it's easier on you having to get wood and carrying old back sticks and heavy wood.
Yeah.
Of course, coal's heavy. But I'd always get somebody to carry me in enough to do me a while.
Yeah.
I'd get out of the house and more put in. And inside the shelter. Some put the coal in a coal shed in the car shed. Stay in the car shed.
Yeah.
Put the coal in. There's a car shed over there. We didn't have no coal shed.
Before you had bathrooms inside the house, what did you call the building?
We had toilets. We never had no bathrooms.
You call them toilets?
A toilet's a little house built out. It's a little thing with a door to it.
Can you think of, I know there are a whole lot of words for this, and there may be some words that you didn't say for it.
Well, joking words.
That
we always call them toilets, and the government may come around and not build them for you.
Yeah.
You had to have, you know, so the flies couldn't, and then you'd have to have a door, and you'd have